This is so funny because this is like literally just a conversation that we're having at my house.
Yeah.
Just with mics.
Just with mics. Today's guest is none other than Lexi Brown. The Lexi Brown. You guys always see me with her. Literally, we're working.
Literally, Donnie lives in my pocket.
I live in her pocket. I don't go very far without her. If I'm there, she's there. She's there, I'm there. And I am behind all her looks. Even like her, when you get up in the morning and you look in the mirror looks, those are me. That's me behind
everything.
That.
My everything. My whole face, that belongs to Donnie.
It's mine. And I worked hard to claim it, too.
You did.
I did.
It's been like 2 years.
It's been 2 years of nonstop. Since she got here, since you came to play at the Sparks, like you hit me up for some random shoot.
Oh, yeah. Shout out Ari Chambers.
Shout out Ari.
Because she was one of the first ones you did makeup on, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I had to beg. Okay. Until I did it, she was just kind of like, because we're friends and I'm younger than her too. So she like very much big sisters me. It's like, okay, like, you know, you're doing your cute little thing.
Yeah.
In the fashion industry. It's adorable. But I need an actual makeup artist. And I was like, I'm an actual makeup artist.
Yeah.
And then one day she let me do her makeup. And then she was like, I need you in North Carolina. I need you in New York. I need you here. I need you here.
See, I didn't grow up wearing makeup. My mom doesn't really wear a ton of makeup. So that's why I don't know how to do makeup.
Got you.
Even though I watch tutorials constantly. I can do like a little sum. I've gotten better.
You've gotten better. You've gotten good, actually.
Don't drag it.
All right. No, I'm not even dragging it. Your birthday. Your birthday this year.
Oh, yeah.
You were by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Where were you, Nashville?
I was in Nashville.
You were in Nashville by yourself.
Ooh, yeehaw.
No, I wasn't.
It wasn't
there
on
you.
My actual birthday. It was leading up to my birthday, and we did my little birthday shoot. Mm-hmm. We actually talked about doing a professional shoot, and then I just didn't feel like it.
For your birthday?
Yeah, for 30. I just feel like everyone does that.
Yeah.
Like, I wasn't trying to spend.
You did a trip.
Yeah, I went to Greece. I did. Do a $10,000 shoot with a really good photographer or go to Greece with my friends.
Yeah.
And I chose Greece with my friends. And we did the photo shoot in a hotel room in Nashville.
Yeah.
The picture's eight, though.
The picture's eight.
It came out so cute.
So
shout out Joy, one of my best friends who lives in Nashville. She brought all the balloons and set up. I laid in the bed while she set up. No, it was my camera.
Oh.
She took the pictures. Yeah, I laid in the bed while she blew up all the balloons and we set them up. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to take the pictures here. And we did that. And they came out really cute. But yeah, I did my makeup for that.
You did your makeup for that.
You were very proud.
I was very proud. Who did your makeup for Halloween 2023 when you and Nikki did that?
I did that.
See? You have some
hits. Need you to have graphics. That's what we should have done.
What?
We should have collected all of a combination of my makeup and your makeup and like just
looked at them and ranked them.
Grade them.
Sounds like Lexi's coming back already.
This is now my podcast.
Lexi's now a co-host. Join us next week.
Well, yeah, when you bring on other girls that you've done looks for, you should definitely do that.
That's cute.
Have them rank their looks by you.
Well, okay, rank their looks by me. Okay,
yeah.
Because I thought we were saying like,
and you can sprinkle theirs in too.
Not all of theirs.
You should. So you can be like, look at you. And this is why you pay me to do your makeup.
This is why you call me.
This is why you call me. Don't forget.
Yeah, no.
Don't you forget it.
I try to uplift as much as I can.
No, because this is your job.
It is my job.
Because sometimes I'll have a night, like Halloween last year, where I'm like, oh, I kind of ate. But then I'll come in.
And the next day you have me and you're
like.
And
I'm like, oh, nah. No. Girl, be real with yourself. You're not a makeup girly.
Be real with yourself.
Like, please.
No, but I thought those two looks were really good. I've seen you do a few other things too, and those were really good as well. So I've been a little impressed.
Thank you.
I hit you with the don't fire me.
Never.
Never.
I call you for everything.
You do.
Like all the little things now. Like I'm like, I might as well.
Yeah.
And now we're friends, and so it's not like it doesn't feel like work.
No,
and that, like having you guys around. And like having the same people that I work with on all my content now makes everything so much easier to do.
Yeah.
and it doesn't feel so much like a chore like it used to.
And we all like know each other too.
Yeah.
I like that something that you do different that other people don't do. And I don't know how we even got into, because I wanted to talk about your bag, diversifying your bag. But we'll circle back to that. But something that you do different that other people don't really do is you have a photographer / videographer that you do mostly everything with. It's Janine. Mm-hmm. Hey, Jay.
Shout out to Janine. Lots of shout outs coming in the show. We have just a nice little the whole support team. Group.
Yeah, but that's so cool. And I feel like also then we know the result that we're going to get, and we get the result that we're going to get too.
And I started, well, obviously, like I said, because you guys are like my friends first, mm-hmm. and we all, like, I met you in college. I met Janine literally because she shot our games, and I just mm-hmm. was like, those pictures. She wasn't even shooting me. She was shooting my teammates. Mm-hmm. And I was like, who is shooting these pictures?
So
like,
they're eating.
Yeah, they're so good. And she was in the tunnel my first season. She was taking our tunnel pics, and they were amazing. So I was just like, let me at least introduce myself, and like, before you start demanding things of people, like, where are my pictures at? Like, I always thought that was weird. But like, ever since then, you know, it's nice to have someone that you can just like call up. And some of the, you know how these brands be. Last minute, weird changes. So it's like, if you have someone who knows like what you want, how you like things shot, how you like things to look, it makes all that less stressful.
Yeah.
Because when you're working with someone that you don't really know that well, things get lost in translation. Things might not come out how you want. And I think you and Janine do a good job of like keeping all of my content very authentic to
very
who I
authentic
am.
And very true to your brand, like what you're trying to build. Like, we understand what you mean when you're explaining what you're trying to
even though sometimes it's like a lot and you guys are like it's a 30-second reel, Lexi, can we please relax?
No,
because that's how we get more.
Exactly,
we get more and more and more.
So I think it's so cool. I think it's so fire. More people should do that.
Well, the NBA, like, the I saw NBA guys doing it. So, you know, when the NBA players started doing their tunnel fits and they do their workout pictures, and when they go on trips, they bring their homeboy who is also their photographer.
Yeah.
And, like, all of their content looks very uniform but very authentic to them. I was like, first, I was like, I wish I had, like, a friend that like I could bring with me, like
on everything
that just did stuff with me.
Let's go to Greece.
But I don't got money like that yet. I hope that one day I can find a way to like bring everybody with me to like do certain events or do certain trips. Like, I always have wanted to do like a big sponsored trip.
Yeah.
And just create content the whole time. Like, I think that would be so fire. I tried to do that with my Greece trip, but it was too short notice. And I was like, I just want to go to enjoy it.
Yeah.
But, like, eventually I would love to, like, be able to take a bunch of my homegirls and just go on a trip and, like, just create content and just have fun. But bring, like, you, bring Janine, like, bring everybody. Like, I think that would be so dope because that's what the guys do.
That's what the guys
They're, like, on vacation, got these, like, professional pictures, and they in Turks.
Everybody looks great.
I'm like, where you get a photographer from? They brought them with them. So I'm
and
like,
the photographer and the, like, from my perspective, because I see it on the beauty side, I see a lot of influencers do sponsor trips and do the same thing, and I'm seeing the makeup artists, they in Turks and Caicos.
Yeah,
I'm like, how you in
their
Turks and Caicos?
Everybody
hairstylist,
which amazing for me, which that's not a thing in LA from what I've been told, like that you find a community and you find like real people that are really down for you and support you. And I have that, like,
you have that,
I have that with you. I have it with
that.
Janine, Jada, another shout out, does my hair.
Hey, Jada. Jada was on the show.
Yeah. So, yeah, when y'all see her show, y'all be like, oh, that's why she get along with them. Because she off the chain. But she's so dope. She does music. She does hair. She does makeup. She does everything.
She does acting.
She acts like.
The girls in movies.
So, like, these are the people I have in my circle. Like, it's a very elite, top tier circle.
Very top tier.
Very much getting to the money.
Creme de la creme. Okay?
Very much getting to the bag.
I do want to touch on your transition from playing consistently and focusing on just playing to diversifying your bag. And I feel like it really took an up, like it went upscale when you discovered that you had Crohn's disease.
Yeah.
You want to touch on that a little bit?
Yeah, so like the game, I wasn't playing at all or working out, and I just didn't really have anything to do.
Yeah.
And for me in that moment, like, it was like, are you either like can sit at home and be miserable and get healthy, or you can just rest but still live your life.
Yeah.
And like keep existing as if like this isn't one of the hardest things you've ever dealt with in your life, mm-hmm. but like life goes on, and still get healthy. Like I was gonna get healthy either way because the issue was my level of activity.
Mm-hmm.
Like running and jumping and sweating and stress.
People don't seem to understand that.
Yeah.
That you're a professional athlete.
Yeah.
The best 144 players in the world, yeah. globally.
Yes.
There's like almost 8 billion people on this planet. I wanted to kind of like talk a little bit about why I wanted to create this show and why I wanted to work with women and protect the brand and protect the image of women athletes, because mm-hmm. there's not many makeup artists who are actually caring when they do people's makeup. That's why sometimes people look crazy, in case you didn't know. Sometimes people look crazy. Sometimes when they look good, it's because the makeup artist actually genuinely cares about who they're working with and actually has worked with them prior to or has wanted to work with them. A lot of times when they look crazy, the makeup artist is just someone off the street.
Yeah.
But
I've had that experience before.
Yeah.
I have had, and it wasn't because they didn't care about me, it's just they didn't know me.
They didn't know you, or like they didn't, they also don't value sports. I mean, like it's changing. I think this year had a drastic change, but before this year, like I could talk to so many makeup artists who are like, girl, what really are you doing?
Yeah. Well, yeah, because being glam and an athlete, like, it's like you have to be one or the other.
Yeah.
I don't know what light bulb went off on society to where they were like, oh, athletes can also be beautiful and still be really good at their craft,
yeah.
and do other things. Like, it's been like,
it's so weird.
As amazing as the shift has been, it's been very weird and interesting to watch from a distance. And that's the sociologist in me, because that's what I went to school for. And honestly, I was just talking to my friend about this. We're not even anywhere remotely on topic.
I know. I love it.
I was talking to a friend and I was like, I think more aspiring professional athletes, if you really think you have a chance to be a professional athlete, like mm-hmm. you at a certain age in college, you know if you're going to be a pro or not. And that means overseas, WNBA, NBA, and any type of professional athlete, I feel like they need to do more sociology studies.
Yeah.
Because we are in the middle of culture. We are in the middle of politics. We are in the middle of social issues. And we're at the focal point of all these different types of people, because sports is like the great uniter.
Yeah.
And it makes people happy and it's entertainment. And we are always in the middle of all of that.
And you guys can
speak to a lot of things, but then you also are exposed and interact with so many different types of people.
Mm.
And I feel like it's important for us to understand like why people act the way they act.
Yeah,
and nine times out of 10, it has nothing to do with you personally as a human being or an mm-hmm. athlete. It has more to do with the person.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, again, that's like just the nerd in me. I look at what's going on in the world, people's behaviors, the world's behavior, and how that affects sports and athletes and entertainment. Like, it all matters. It all mm-hmm. is intertwined.
Mm-hmm.
And I think just a lot of athletes are just like walking around very aloof to what goes on in the world. And even in their own backyard, they're very out of touch at times. Mm-hmm. But I've always felt that way about like celebrities.
Yeah, I mean, I felt that way about celebrities too.
But now with social media, like, you can't really be that out of touch no more.
Yeah, it's right in front of you.
Like,
it's
when so in the 90s, early 2000s, when you quite literally were in your own little celebrity bubble, yes, you can be a little bit out of touch because you don't know any better.
Yeah.
But now you can open up your phone. You can open up your phone and see what is going on everywhere. So when statements are released or ads are posted and it's like so off base, mm-hmm. I'm always just like, everyone's always like, how did this happen?
Yeah, but it's also, I think coming from your perspective as the athlete, it's kind of like, How did this happen?
Yeah. You know
what I'm saying? Because, like, even, like, for with what you're saying, like, I'm fully aware that there are several athletes that are just living in their own space bubble. Like, yeah. And that's...
That's fine. People say ignorance is bliss.
Yeah.
But and they, I can't be ignorant.
Yeah. And you shouldn't. You shouldn't.
My brain will not allow me to be.
Yeah.
As happy as those people look in their ignorance, I can't do it. I want to know too much information. You know me. I'm a Googler. I will Google something with a quickness before I'm wrong or before I'm confused.
Yeah.
I'm not afraid to ask. Like, I don't like asking for help.
No, she
but
doesn't.
I will ask a question.
You why? Will ask a question.
Why?
But you...
why? Why? I will why you to
what
death.
What now?
Yeah. So what now? But if I need something like to be done, no, I got it. I got it, and I will go to Google to figure out
how to do it by yourself. Yep.
But a real genuine question, I will first go to Google and other search engines like Reddit. Lots of information
Reddit
there.
Reddit is fair.
And like, then if I have to ask a human being, I will.
Yeah.
If I must.
A human being that has shown I'll open that a, they know
a
what
book,
they're talking about.
Which more people should do. Read.
Reading is fundamental. And not a lot of
y'all
people
are not
reading.
Reading enough. Doesn't matter. A magazine. A newspaper.
Articles.
You can't read tweets.
Articles.
Those don't count.
Not tweets. Open articles.
And get off the Kindle. Get off your phone. Go... The act of holding a book.
Oh, an actual book.
Like, it's a nice feeling.
You're looking for books.
There's, like, hold it in your hands.
Book. Hold the
hold
book.
It in your hand. If you don't want to buy it, go to a library. You know what's so funny? So I've bought a bunch of books lately.
Yeah, you've been reading a lot.
I've been reading a lot. I like fiction books because I like to be entertained. I have some like nonfiction, like self-help books, but like those are hard for me to get through sometimes. But fiction books, I'm in there, like I'm in my own little world. Anyway, I was buying them at Barnes and Noble. You know, it was like $100 worth of books. So I'm just like in my mind, I'm just like, what am I gonna do with these books when I'm done with them? I wish there was a place where I could just pick them up and. And I was like.
Oh.
That would be a library, and they exist. I, like, that caught myself library. Having that thought at the register at Barnes & Noble, and I was like, girl, shut up. I literally was like, oh, wait, that does exist. It's a freaking library.
So, yeah, and they're pretty functional here in L.A.
I need to.
Get a library card.
I do. I really do. We should go do that.
I have one. I'm all set up in the whole thing. Yeah,
it's free?
It's free.
Yeah, see guys, and it's free.
And it's free.
Knowledge is free. And you guys choose to be ignorant at this point in 2024.
There's no
you
reason
choose
for
to be
it.
Ignorant. I guess.
There's no reason for it.
I freaking guess.
But yes,
library, back to topic.
The library, yes, in a second. The library. I use like all my fiction books. I get them from there because they're fiction books. But like if I'm like trying to support, especially like Black women, when Black women release their like autobiographies and mm-hmm. stuff, their memoirs, I'll buy it. Like I have like Michelle Obama's books. Mm-hmm. Kind of be specific. I don't have Sorry Barack, Love You.
I read his.
I don't have. Any
I read
books.
Whatever it was called, Yes We Can or something.
Uh-huh.
I read that in eighth grade because that was the year he was getting elected.
Oh,
I had to write a report on it, do
oh,
a
nice.
Presentation, where I got grilled by my eighth grade English teacher about. Barack Obama. I was like, sir, I'm 13. I can't even vote.
I don't even have rights yet.
I can't vote. Why are you asking me all these questions? My mom had to come into the school the next day.
Really?
For a meeting. Yes.
Over that?
Yes, because I was like, why are you, like, why is he grilling me? I'm 12, 13. Like,
I'm just a baby.
Yes, I love
baby.
Obama at 13, but it doesn't matter.
It doesn't
no,
matter.
It
yeah,
quite literally, literally does not matter who I want to win. If I had a vote, I don't have one. So
no, yeah,
why
really,
are you so upset? You
we
grown
really
ass,
to vote
grown ass man, mad about.
We
it was crazy. That's like
now.
I don't remember a lot of things about middle school, but I will never forget.
Forget
it.
That.
I have told
That's
that
crazy.
Story multiple times.
That's actually a little scary because was he.
Yes, he was. Yes, he was. At that moment, eighth grade, after that day, I was like, I was done with that private school. And I was out of it the next year.
Oh, yeah, so you left.
Yeah, I was like, Mom, get me out of here.
I did the same thing. I said, Mom, please free me. Please.
Which is so crazy, which is like, I feel like if Obama didn't run that year, I would have probably graduated from that school.
You feel like that?
Yeah.
I don't know. Because I didn't notice the change with Obama at that time because I feel like
were you at school with a lot of white people?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, like, it was weird. It was just like, when you're growing up and when you're young, you, like, I mean, yeah, some kids are taught to see color. I wasn't one of them. And a lot of the people that I grew up with were not taught to see color. Mm-hmm. But when you get to a certain age, you start noticing different things and forming different opinions and realizing stuff. And, like, I really didn't realize, I wouldn't say it was racism. It wasn't racism. But I didn't realize, like, the difference, like, how big of a difference it was, how you were treated and, mm-hmm. like, the things you could get, how much harder you had to work. I didn't realize that till I was like 13 years old.
No, like, I had some really weird situations happen. Okay, I'll tell you this one. There was a kid at my school. I hope this never, like, I don't want this to be like a defining moment, but there was a kid at our school that taught some of the boys how to make a noose. I was friends with him.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I was friends with him.
Like, and why is that something you want to make?
Why do you know? I would be like,
take the racism out of it. That is also
scary.
Unaliving yourself, yeah, as well.
Exactly.
Like, what are we doing?
No, that's actually, I never even tied that in. But that's, you shouldn't be teaching other people how to make that. But he was doing that or whatever. Obviously, I think it was Black History Month and he knew how to do it. So he decided that he was going to teach his little friends how to do it. The boys, the girls weren't a part of it.
Black History Month?
During Black History Month. That was very intentional,
you
right?
You have 11 other months to do that.
You could have done it in the summer at your
evil
house.
Evil little child.
You brought it to school while we were learning about some really, like, dark stuff. Also, that too, like, learning that in the private school was very
weird. Oh, I hated those.
But it was like,
I hated those last times. Because it was like, yeah, then the slaves. And it was just like, I wasn't there. Were y'all there?
I'm Nigerian.
Do you want me to look at y'all when we talk about literally everything else? I was not there. I'm learning with y'all.
Exactly.
Learning in the same way y'all learning. Oh, my God.
I'm learning it with y'all. Like, and it's also, like, coming from a Nigerian home, like, how much knowledge I didn't have. Growing up, like, how much stuff that we didn't talk about in the house, mm-hmm. prior to, like, some of these new issues, Black Lives Matter and things like that. There were certain things that other Black homes talked about that I didn't have that conversation in the house. A lot of kids that looked like me that went to private school didn't have those conversations in the house. We're learning right along with you guys, and then you're making it awkward by looking at me or, yeah. like,
what you want me to do, whoop your ass? Like... What do you want me to do?
Do you want to start giving me your lunch money every day for reparations? I don't know.
Like, I don't know.
I can't help.
What do you want me to do?
Yeah, I think that whole situation for me over the years, it just got progressively weirder. And then by eighth grade, I was like, Ma.
Yeah, time to go.
Anywhere else.
But yeah, I mean, I grew up with a lot of white people, but also with a lot of successful Black families and people. So
yeah.
I mean, I would say growing up, I had a very healthy balance of what success looked like, mm-hmm. for Black people and families and for white people and families. So experiencing that as a middle schooler at school, or I was just like, oh,
like, what are we
is
doing?
This life? This is what it's like. But, like, now get me out of here. Like, now I don't yeah. no longer feel
now
comfortable,
like,
here.
Wearing Uggs and Abercrombie and Fitch is not... It's not cutting it.
Hey, man. Have you been in Abercrombie & Fitch lately?
I heard they changed their whole setup.
And Hollister. Those are not the stores that raised us. I don't know. Hollister is still a little bit close. But Abercrombie looks like Aritzia, like? Zara.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah. I was in there the other day and I was like... I was more of a Hollister girl anyway, though. Mm-hmm. It was, like, a little cheaper not that much
where
cheaper.
Were you
but
at the time?
I was
Boston or Florida.
What, when I was wearing Hollister and Abercrombie? Yes. Never Aeropostale.
Never Aeropostale. Sorry
shade.
To the girls.
That is shade.
That is shade. Never.
Never Aeropostale. It was so big. I was in Florida at the time.
Florida. Okay, that's probably why, though.
Double
Hollister's like
collared
a
shirts. Why were we wearing that? One, a hot pink shirt under a white shirt because the little
buttons.
The little bird thing matched your undershirt with the plaid Bermuda shorts, which Bermuda shorts are now back in style. We call them jorts.
We call them jorts now, but Bermuda shorts.
They are Bermuda shorts, essentially. What else is back? What are things that I don't want to come back? Gaucho pants can never return. Don't want those to come back.
Can never return.
What else do I not want to come back?
Ew, gaucho.
I loved me some gaucho pants. Did you used to shop at Limited too?
I didn't.
That was my shit.
I really only shopped at
Limited too.
Abercrombie, and then there was another store, but I'm blanking. I think Charlotte Russe.
Charlotte Russe was that girl.
That was really it for me.
Yeah, Limited too.
I had
was,
so much Abercrombie.
That place was expensive too, though.
That place was expensive. My sister shopped there.
Yeah, but I loved a little Limited too shopping spree. Yeah.
I was like, I would go and blow crazy money in Abercrombie because you, like, these people at my school used to pretend that I wasn't coming from money. They used to pretend in their heads that I was struggling. And I was like, no,
I'm not.
Let
me show
you
with these Hollister skinny jeans.
Never, you're never going to see me in the same outfit twice.
Make your booty look flat.
That's how it started. Girl, squeezing. Squeezing in there.
What else did we wear? I don't know. It's just funny seeing some of the things that we used to wear as kids. Now we're wearing now.
Yeah.
As adults. Like flare pants.
That they're like coming back.
Like I have on flare pants right
yeah,
now.
Yeah. I was going to
remember
those
when like it was like a cardinal sin for your pants to go over your sneakers. Like now I
yes!
can't imagine not having pants that
over
go over my shoes.
All my like pants, like they literally cover most of my shoes.
Like I don't even like wearing joggers with sneakers anymore for real.
No, like I literally they have to cover like most of the tennis shoes.
And
I don't
if I do wear joggers they're with
my
boots. Like
yeah,
Ugg
they're
boots
gonna be
or
like
something.
Tucked in, yeah.
Or tucked into, yeah, wow, fashion
yeah,
is so
everything.
Interesting.
Like the this is, but the minimal, like jeans,
those
sweats
pants,
that you're wearing,
yeah.
That.
Yep.
That. Mm-hmm. It has to be that, or it has to be a boot.
Or baggy. Yeah, it's, and that's the thing about like fashion. I'm sure we were going to talk about that at some point with the fashion and mm-hmm. how everyone wants to be a fashion head and fashionista.
Wants to be the face of fashion.
But I'm like, can y'all like break down what y'all wore growing up and how you found your personal style? Like, I think
what
those are people.
You to these pieces
yeah.
That you're
like,
now.
I think that's, those are the people that I want to hear from.
Yeah.
With their outfits and their style and all that. I don't want to hear from the people that get put in stuff.
Yeah.
And like, that's not no disrespect or anything because people like are looking really great and amazing.
Yeah.
But like, I don't want to hear, like, I don't really care about.
There used to be,
how
and
you
I
feel about. Fashion and stuff because this is not, you didn't have a journey to it.
This wasn't like on the, this wasn't on the list of things that you were going to
yeah.
touch on.
Like
yeah.
I wouldn't by no shape, way, or form consider myself like a fashionista,
yeah.
but I have a very distinct personal
hit,
style.
Yeah.
And I can break down my whole, probably from like 13 to now, what, why I was
here.
Wearing what I was wearing
mm-hmm.
and like who I was copying.
Yeah.
Because people can be like, I have my own. Like, no, I sit on Pinterest. I have I have girlies that I have inspo from.
Yeah.
And my mom is one of them from her old pictures.
Your mother.
So it's like, yeah, I draw inspiration from a lot of places. But I've been doing that since I've been young.
Yeah.
But like, to be like, I'm not, I wouldn't consider myself like a fashion girly.
Yeah.
But I do have like a personal style. And I think that's fine too. And I think that needs to be more of the conversation of like,
bit.
People having like really nice outfits,
mm-hmm.
beautiful gowns, and then people who have like a really dope personal style.
Yeah,
and it might not be like the ooh, it might be not the designers, it might not be the all this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you know, if you ever see this person out, they gonna have a cute outfit on.
Yeah,
and if it's a chill, cute outfit, or they're out somewhere or they're at an event, like they gonna have something cute.
Like, I feel like you can dress, but like this, and this is just a personal opinion. Khloe Jackson, I feel like Khloe Jackson's a stylish motherfucker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's very stylish. Diamond DeShields is very stylish.
And she can go and handpick things that I would never even think of and put them on and put it together. And I'm like, whoa, Diamond, relax.
And then who else would I say is like super just stylish? And I'm only talking about like people that I see like day to day, like not just at games or at events. Like these are people I see like if we go to the mall or if we outside or something. Like these are people I'm like, oh, they're always gonna have a cute outfit on. I think one of the people that I really enjoyed watching was Kim, because she dresses like an off-duty supermodel, and like I just have never had a friend that dressed like that or a teammate that dressed like that.
Supermodels don't dress like off-duty supermodels, so it's amazing when she does it.
Yeah, but she's so like that. Like she always has like a cute little set on or something like that. So like I wouldn't say. I mean, I think she was up for like one of the most stylish because like her game day stuff was so cute.
Her game is
but like
really
even
cute.
When she's just laying, like when she was coming to practice, when I see her around the apartment, she
like
always
something very chill. Just
she had it's her personal style, so it's not like every day I'm gonna be like, oh, she got that shit on, but she gonna look like herself. And I think those are the people that I enjoy like hearing about, like, oh, why do you like this? Or why do you like that? And then I'm like, oh yeah, it's cute. That's who they are.
Yeah. And I feel the same way like in fashion and in like with celebrities as well. Like I feel like there's so many people who can't dress, but like they have really good stylists and they have people come over and put them in stuff. And then you have people who actually care about fashion, actually like are invested, even the influencers who actually care about that stuff. And so when you see them out, and it might not be like, it might just be to go to the grocery store or whatever.
Yeah.
They look good.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And you can.
And I would not consider myself one of those people.
Yeah. When I go to the grocery store, go to the grocery
some bullshit.
Store. Some bullshit.
Like, don't, like, yeah, if you want to talk to me about fashion and fabrics
and fabrics, I'm like, uh-oh.
It's not me.
Yeah, me too. I'm like, uh-oh.
But you want to talk about working out and mental health and work in Pilates and hair. That's me. I will talk about, and obviously a hoop.
And obviously.
But
how did the cruise situation even come about?
Oh, so
I mean,
yeah.
Like, if I had a hair company, I would be like, Lexi, I need your hair.
Honestly, I'm surprised that more hair companies don't have deals with athletes.
Me too, especially with what I'm seeing. The hair is hairing.
It's crazy, actually. And I think what I think is why is because they probably don't think we get our hair done that often, which is true. I didn't start getting my hair done and change this much until I got on Gills.
Which people would know. Because the way that you post your hair,
It's always different.
It always looks different.
But even in college, I changed my hair up a lot. I changed my hair color. Like when I got to Duke, my hair was bright red. I've dyed it red a different time when I was at Duke. I like played around with closures and sew-ins and short hair, long hair. I was blonde in Minnesota. Like I've always liked changing my hairstyle up. So the fact that no hair or wig companies had ever really reached out to me prior to Ashton, who runs Cruise, was always surprising. So when she reached out to me, she's one of my friend's older sisters. So I'd only known Ashton in like passing. But like I knew who she was. She knew who I was because I was really good friends with her younger sister. So when she launched this hair company, she was like, I'll give you hair. You post it. And I was like, of course. Like I love getting my hair done. And like that's how that happened. And hair content has like kind of just gone crazy the last few years. So
yeah.
I have a friend in Orlando who would do my hair for me.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, shout out Tay. So we just started doing that when I was in Orlando, getting my hair done like kind of more often. Then I was doing ACC Network, so my hair had to look good. I was on ESPN, so
girls.
Yeah. So, honestly, indirectly, my, like, broadcasting, podcasting career has fueled my hair addiction. And now they work together.
Now we're here.
And now I justify changing my hair 3 times a month because I'm on TV, I'm on camera all the time. Yeah. So I'm like, my hair has to look good. We did it. Like, this is like literally my dream, getting my hair, my makeup done and be able to wear cute outfits and be in front of a camera, like, and get paid for it.
And yap.
And yap about things that I care about.
Yeah.
Like, it's so amazing. And then I also play basketball.
I have a very specific way of how I like to do makeup. And what I learned is that the people around me, which happen to be athletes, which I'm very blessed that most of y'all are professional athletes, that y'all like my type of makeup and it works. Mm. And I feel like we're able to also speak the same language because you guys don't want to be. And if I need to turn anybody into a drag queen, I can. I have the skill to do so. But I don't like to do that all the time. And I don't like to share that content all the time as well. There's so many makeup artists who can do the same thing. And if it's not making you feel confident, if it's making you feel out of body, if you still got to go on that court and look like yourself without all that drag queen makeup, without all that
cake.
That's
the thing that, and that's so important that you said that, because people don't, like, celebrities, influencers, models, you don't ever really see them.
You don't
them.
Know what those people look like.
You don't see them when they're sweating.
I know
sweaty.
What they look like.
You don't see them after a workout. Like, you don't see them like that.
You don't see them. You don't actually see them. Yeah, that's what y'all don't know.
Y'all see us, I wouldn't say at our worst, because I think I look actually amazing. Some of my best looks have been fresh out of workouts. Like, I actually feel like I look pretty good in game and in workouts, whatever. It's not important. But, like, we still have to look like ourselves.
Yeah.
And with makeup, like, that's a skill.
Yeah.
It's a skill. And that's why I like Donnie a lot, because I look like just like a baby doll version of me, but still very much me.
We can tell that it's Lexi Brown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we grew into that. It took some time for you to get used to.
I feel like even the first time I did it, I was like, I don't like that. And the second time I was like, I like it, but that's not.
Like, even like the video we did with Gatorade, like, the makeup was good, but it was still kind of a lot. For, like, the type of video that we were doing. But now we, like...
We were put in some hostile situations, and that's how we figured it out. We had to do...
We have, like, found our cadence for, like, when we're doing glam stuff. Like, she turns it up a little bit. When we're doing on-camera stuff, you obviously have to turn up a little bit. But if it's still, like, that camera ready, but you're still, in like, doing something athletic. Mm-hmm. Like, we just did a shoot for a treadmill when I was working out. So I can't have a full glam face and be on a treadmill, but I still have to look good for the pictures and video.
Right.
And that's a skill that Donnie's really good at.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And that's why she's my makeup artist. Mine. She is mine. Okay.
Everyone comes in here and says that.
No, but no, she really is mine. Because
really,
if we gonna
really work together,
we gonna document all of the looks and things. I probably have the most in the last like year.
No, I think I feel so. Like. In the last even 2 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, with all that being said, she is my makeup artist that I let you other girls use when you need her, because I am not a gatekeeper and I know that sharing
girl's
is caring.
Girl.
Sharing is caring. I want everyone to look beautiful, gorgeous. So
as long as
it don't overlap with some I need, then I'm sorry. You gotta find your own.
Figure it out. I'm so happy you got to come on the show with me and just chat with me.
Yeah,
I hope
you come
back.
Yeah, we can do, and next year we can have a end of season wrap up.
That would be nice. I wanted
Hopefully
an end
good.
Of season wrap up this year, but I was like, let's just start the year off.
Yeah.
Let's just start off 2025.
We're just going to forget about this whole last season completely.
Yeah, and just move
throw
forward.
It away. We can keep Media Day, but anything after that can be thrown out.
Media Day was great.
Media Day was great. Everyone looked fabulous.
Thank you.
Vibes were high.
Vibes were
Morale
great.
Morale was high. And then life be life.
You know, but we'll keep hope alive for this year. I'm excited for AU.
Me too.
And I'm excited you have a show coming out as well.
Guys.
The bag.
Guys.
The bag.
This will be the first place where this news is being shared. So hopefully we time this right that I don't ruin anything. But we will have that conversation to make sure it doesn't.
Yes, constant communication with you.
I will be having a podcast with iHeartRadio.
Exciting.
Yeah.
Can we get a round of applause?
Woo! Clap it up. Make some noise, y'all.
Yes.
It is called...
Make some noise. Full... What the fuck?
It is called Full Circle Podcast. And my co-host will be Mariah Rose.
Hey, Mariah. So, I'll be in Mariah's comments like, oh, you're Mariah. Yeah. Hey, girl. She has no idea.
So, very excited. It's going to be women's basketball podcast. I think probably the first one launched by a current W player.
Are y'all going to be talking about women's basketball or are y'all going to be talking about basketball? Because you talk a lot.
It's on the Women's Sports Network. So it's only women's basketball.
That's exciting because neither of you really. I mean, Mariah touches on it, but both of you are the only reason I understand what NBA stands for.
Yeah. So Mariah and I typically are in NBA in men's professional sports content. Right. So we're going to make a nice pivot to the women's space because I feel like it's needed. And I think that meaningful and objective dialogue can happen surrounding women's basketball, women's sports. And I think things need to be discussed and talked about and broken down in ways that are serious. Because
are you guys going to have guests on the show?
Yes, we're going to have guests.
Ooh. If you guys have like any crazy things happen, I'm going to talk about it on my show.
Yeah, like it's like, basically, it's going to be, I just want it to be good vibes. Like I don't want anybody to listen to my show and leave there having a negative opinion about anything or anyone. Because I feel like things, our league and our sport is heading in a direction that's of elevation. And I think the conversations and dialogue need to also be elevated. So, yeah, you leave certain conversations in certain spaces, and then our conversations will be very informative, uplifting, but
fun. Both of them are like
a great time. Honest.
But honest. Honest. Which is very important.
Like, let's be real about things. And it's going to run through my season, which I'm very excited about.
I'm very excited.
Thanks. Thanks.
Well, thanks for coming on my show.
Of course. Guys, it's long. It's gonna be a long episode.
Yeah, I know. Y'all learn a lot about Lexi.
Yeah. The yapping. Now I'm exhausted and need to take a nap.
Nap time.
Just kidding. It's party time, like I said.
She actually has things to do.